All right, so we are very lucky today to have Michelle here to share on acceptance. And Michelle, you said you're okay with being recorded, so take it away.
All right, well, thank you, Lonnie, for the meeting, and Terry and Cindy, thank you for asking me. My name is Michelle, and I am an alcoholic. I suffer from the disease of alcoholism in many different forms, and I live today in recovery, one day at a time by the grace of God. And of course, I get nervous every time I speak, but I'm so grateful that I might have something to share that could help anybody. I find it sort of astonishing that we are all different races, ages, sizes, nationalities, colors. We're all different, but we're all so the same in this disease. And when somebody shares what they're feeling inside, it's like, me too. And I think the beauty of that is that first book in the book called We, I have found my family and people who understand. And so rather than hiding and living in shame and brokenness, thinking that I'm the only one that has this and that it's my job to change the world to suit me, I learned that by accepting that this is, in fact, a disease. If I had diabetes, I would go to a doctor and I would take the medicine I need to. And I have alcoholism, which means I have to have a different way of life than I tried to live on my own. It means I have to practice this program in all of my affairs. I have to work the steps. I say yes when I'm asked to speak, and the miracles come true. And today I live happy, joyous, and free. Most all of the time. The reason I chose acceptance is I happened to be at the inner group office. You know, I used to go shopping to stores, and sometimes I suffer from alcoholism, compulsive overeating, skin picking. I've been a shoplifter. I've taken what I thought I should have because life wasn't fair. I've controlled and manipulated and blamed those seven deadly sins that are described, not really refer well. There's the four horsemen, the seven deadly sins, all of those things. I have to swallow hard because I did all of that, but I was sick. I believe that I'm one small human being amongst 8 billion, and I do believe that each of us is divinely created to be unique and individual, and the path that I've taken is because I've used my own self-will to try and wrest satisfaction out of this life to be okay. And it ended me in a desperate state where I really didn't know if I could go on. And I'm so grateful that my life has been changed. So I was at Intergroup in Minneapolis, and I picked up this cute little, you know, and the very first one is acceptance. And I thought, oh, that's a good one. I'm gonna think about that for a little while. So on page 14, I'm gonna read just very short. It says, simple, not easy, but a price had to be paid. And it meant destruction, total destruction of my self-centeredness. I must turn in all things. And I love this description of God, the Father of light. Sometimes when the clouds are in the sky and the sun is shining through and I see all those rays, it's like the Father of light. It's like, oh my gosh, could there be something bigger than me, a power so great that it could heal me and help me and bring me joy? And it's true. And that Father of light presides over us all. And so Bill says, these were revolutionary and drastic proposals, but the moment I fully accepted them, the effect was electric. For me, the effect was gradual. The manhole cover that I was underneath, suffering from my own self-loathing, self-hate, destructive behavior, trying to figure out how to get what I needed that I thought I needed so desperately. It was a manhole cover, and I didn't have the strength to lift it off and see any sunshine. And through the process of doing this work, it became like a quarter or maybe a styrofoam manhole cover. And the miracle started happening because there was a new perspective. like the way I saw life before, I had one view. It was my broken mind, and I saw the world through my eyes, what I needed, what I didn't have, what wasn't fair, what's going to help me feel better. A drink, definitely. Sugar, definitely. Binging, purging, exercising, stealing, picking, you name it. I did it to get out of me because I was miserable. And I was miserable because I wasn't getting what I wanted or needed. And I have to say that nothing has changed in my life as far as what I have. But when I started practicing gratitude, I am so richly blessed and I have so much. And no truck pulled up and emptied a whole bunch of stuff into my home. I'm filled with the spirit of love. And how that happened was doing this work. And I needed to accept that this is in fact a disease. You know, the book tells us we've lost our legs. So you envision a man sitting on a sofa with no legs, you know, quadriplegic, and how in the world? It doesn't matter. I've got a mind and I've got a body and I have a spirit. My mind can tell me to get up. My body can want to get up, but I have lost my legs. I love the analogy of the cucumber. I'm a pickle. I can take myself out of the jar and I can't go back and be a cucumber. My brain broke. There was trauma in my life. I had to survive with my own childish, uneducated, like, what do I do to be okay? And I did whatever I could to be okay. When I was really young, I think I picked my scabs and it's like, it felt good. Why would I pick a scab? I don't know, because then I didn't feel the pain of the fact my dad wasn't there anymore. I found ways to feel something other than pain. And this process of going through the work to find out where did this pain come from, I don't really even need to know. All I know is that I was sick and I was broken, and with the steps I got well. Accepting life on life's terms is the greatest gift that's ever been given to me. And I wanted to say this is sort of funny because when Cindy asked me to speak 3-4 weeks ago, I was so happy, joyous, and free. Everything was wonderful. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. Oh, gosh. God has such a sense of humor. The past few days, I'm like, my toes are on the edge of the quicksand and it's pulling me in. And I'm like, I've been frustrated and angry and things are out of control that I can't help in certain areas with people and places and things. And I'm still recovered. I haven't picked up. But I dabble in that helplessness and wanting things to change. But I know right away what I need to do and how funny that I'm supposed to speak. So I'm like, okay, acceptance. Acceptance is the answer. I want to give a couple examples because I think the way that I've been reached the most clearly is to have miracles shared with me. So I'm going to try and make it quick. And I try not to tell too many stories because I'm delusional and I live in delusion and my reality is not always accurate. And I have to accept that. And that's what helps me get out of myself is realizing I'm crazy. My thinking is off. This isn't right. But in January, my husband decided we should go on a vacation. It's been since before COVID. We went to a travel agent because he's old school. And within our time limit and budget, the best she could do is Mexico, all-inclusive. I don't like all-inclusive. That means you can drink as much as you want. I've done that, and I did that. And oh, could I tell you stories about what I did when I had that. But we walked out of there. He wanted to go to Dominican Republic, Costa Rica, somewhere. I'd love to go to Bali, but on our budget and within the time, it was impossible. So she came up with Mexico. We walked out and I said, do you want to go to Mexico? No, I don't want to go to Mexico. And he said, why don't you take Liz? Liz is my 44-year-old daughter who went through 19 rounds of chemo, double mastectomy, a misdiagnosed breast cancer right before COVID and then not
getting
it.
5 minutes, Michelle.
Thank you. The attention she needed. So he came up with this idea to take my daughter on a vacation. We scheduled San Diego. And the weather made me use the insurance money to cancel. There was a sewage spill on the beach and the weather was cold. There were surf warnings. As of a few days ago, 5 days ago, we are now going to Hawaii. And I cannot believe that I get to take my daughter on a vacation that I didn't think to do and I didn't plan to do it. And the miracle is, we are in the back of the plane in the very middle, sort of in steerage, you know, and I know I may have to walk past those seats where people lay down and then the first class and then the comfort and then back to 40. And I was feeling a little irritated about that. Like, that's not fair. And why, you know, I checked, it would cost me $2,000 if we both wanted to put our legs out. And I was a little bit angry. And I didn't like accepting that. That's not fair. And one of my biggest things is life is not fair, which is why I took things to try and make life fair. Didn't work. I remembered, here's just one quick miracle. I felt like I was in steerage, which helped me remember the Titanic and how much fun they had down there in steerage, tap dancing on the wood floor, and the love between the parents that weren't trying to impress or be bigger than or better than. And I know not everybody in the seats that cost $1,000 more. I don't need to judge. I don't need to know what their lives are. But I do know that sometimes having less is more. The simplicity of life, having what I need and not more than that, is the most beautiful thing that I've experienced, is being fulfilled and happy with what I have. When I'm not happy with what I have, I want to make it right, and I feel sorry for myself. And I try to make it right by manipulating. And that doesn't, it does, it happens briefly. Like, I looked at the seats, what can I do? I felt bad. But accepting that I am so blessed to be able to go, and I will tell you, I was upgraded. I told them why we were coming. They upgraded me to the oceanfront tower. Saving us a 20-minute walk to the beach simply because I explained why we were coming. I said, I'm not expecting, but is there a possible upgrade for my daughter and I? I get an email back that we're staying in the most elite tower of this resort, looking at the ocean. I'll sit back in row 41. I'm going to a resort and I got a free upgrade. I just asked and I didn't expect, and I was blessed. And it feels like a really short amount of time to share, but I live happy, joyous, and free. I don't have to act out to try and control. I don't have to numb myself with any mind-altering drugs. I don't have to compulsively eat, thinking that that's going to help me. I don't have to weigh a certain amount. I don't have to be a certain age. I can have wrinkles and gray hair and celebrate that I'm living. I think of other people. And that keeps me from thinking that I don't have enough. And it's all because of the beautiful program that's laid out in that book and working through it diligently, ferociously, line by line, giving away what I learn, helping and listening to other people. And it's the miracle. And I can't in 15 minutes say this is how it worked, because it is a process. And it will continue to be a process every single day I do this work, because I have a disease called alcoholism. It's I, self, and me. Self will run riot. I didn't get the actualization that Maslow, when I was in high school, you know, that triangle, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I had a family, I had food, I had shelter. I never reached self-actualization. Hopefully, I'm getting to where I can dabble in it, but my needs weren't met. So what does a kid do? What does a young adult do? You meet your needs however you can until you self-destruct, which happened to me at the ripe young age of about 65 years old. And now I'm 70 and just so grateful. And I see the timer telling me that I'm about done. And I guess the best I could do is to put my number in the chat. And if anybody ever wants to reach out to talk more, I could talk for hours, and I love sharing. And I'll close by saying that even in the last few days when I was feeling unhappy with certain things, and you know, I had to eat the insurance money, but what happened? Now we're going to Hawaii. It just, the miracles just amaze me, and they always happen when I surrender to this program and allow God to be my master, not anything outside of myself. And so thanks again, Cindy, for letting me share, and I'll pass.